Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue dans un nouvel épisode de Comme dans ta bulle, ton.com et comics. Et c'est le dernier interview au Festival international de la bande dessinée d'Angoulême. Et je suis là avec Zoé Forgood. Yeah?
Yep, that's the one.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm a little tired.
Me too.
touring the past week. It's the first time I've ever done that. So it's been a little exhausting. But everybody has been so lovely and supportive. So.
But you meet full people to like your BD. So it's very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So first of all, can you introduce yourself?
Okay, so I'm Zoé Forgood. I'm most well known for my latest work, It's Lonely at the Center of the Earth. I started in the comic industry around four years ago with my debut, The Impending Blindness of Billy Scott. I also illustrated Rain for Joe Hill, and that's about it.
Okay. How did you become a cartoonist on the writer?
It was kind of by chance, I would say. I was working in the game industry. I was working as a concept artist, and I really wanted to make comics, but it's one of those industries that's very elusive, and how do you even get into that, right? But I was posting like character stuff online and these ideas I had for stories that I was just doing for fun, and it just ended up gaining traction online, and editors started contacting me, and I thought, oh, okay, is this something that I can do? And I just, you know, pushed it really hard. I went through a lot of rejections, but eventually ended up with my first book, and that's just how it came around.
What did you prefer between writing and drawing?
So for me, I would say I'm a cartoonist. Like, writing and drawing are one thing to me. It's like a weird, like, it's one thing, because I've written for other artists and I've drawn for other writers before, but for me, making comics, like, when I feel most fulfilled and most like happy making comics is when I'm doing both, because I just think it's such, you know, it's such a combined medium. I think, like, when, you know, when collaborating with other people, unless you're really in sync, there's kind of a disconnect, so I can't really say I prefer one or the other. It's definitely like both of those things like happening together is the best.
Do you prefer work alone?
Oh yeah. I'm not a very good team player. I like, and I'm not very good at communicating ideas and stuff. Like, my language is very much visual and very much, just like working by myself is just so much easier. And I feel like there's also, you can't like let other people down, because it's my own thing. And if I want to do crazy ideas that maybe aren't going to land, that's, you know, working alone is the only time I can really do that, unless I, you know, find somebody that really shares the vision. But that's difficult.
Maybe later. Yeah. Do you want to work with another people?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like, I can see I've got several ideas for books that I want to do by myself. But after that, you know, I see myself running out of things to say. And so at that point, yeah, I definitely would love to, you know, try collaborating again, and I'll be like older and more kind of maybe more confident in myself, and maybe that would be easier. But where I'm at right now, it's just so much easier just doing my own stuff, you know, quietly in a little room.
And can you describe your style, your universe?
That's difficult. I think that my style, I think, is very inspired by manga a lot of the time, and video games also. So, like, I think my work is very kind of very hybrid. I take a lot of inspiration from a lot of different things, and also just from real life. Like, I enjoy drawing things that are in front of me, so there's also like quite like observational stuff in there. But it's just, yeah, it's like my style has evolved so much over time. And it's just, yeah, become this hybrid of things that I'm interested in and things that inspire me.
Okay. And about the color, you work with black and white and sometimes with another color. Why?
So colors is really challenging for me. I'm not a very like natural, like,
do you like
color
that?
Person. I think honestly, it's more what's going to suit the art. Like, with It's Lonely at the Center of the Earth, some of it's in color, some of it's black and white. And it was more kind of, is color going to help, like, give an emotion? Is it gonna, you know, because black and white's also a lot faster, and with comics it's really important to, you know, you can draw fast and you can create fast. And so whenever I can get away with it, I'll do black and white, because I think that's all you need. Like, color is not always important, but I think sometimes it definitely can help, which is why like my work is sometimes black and white, sometimes color. It just really depends like what's
going to say something about the story.
Yeah, absolutely. Because color absolutely can like elicit a feeling, but it's not always needed.
And after your first comic book, are you happy or stressed about write a new comic book?
I definitely felt that after my first book, after Billy Scott, that was about 3 years ago, because I was pretty happy with it, and I was pretty happy with the reaction I got to it. And so there was definitely, you know, oh, now I have to make another one, and you know, kind of worrying what the reaction was going to be. But I have enough work out now that I'm kind of confident in my own way of working, and that, like, with It's Lonely specifically, that book was so experimental and so kind of wild, like kind of out there. And so for people to like it kind of told me like, oh, you know, I can do this stuff, like I can do my own original thing, and people will like accept that and be interested in what I'm doing. So yeah.
And the new one is very personal. It's difficult to you to reveal your emotion
at the time. It really wasn't, because that book was really made out of desperation. I was just going through a really challenging time, and I just the book was basically therapy, and I communicate through art. That's kind of my language. Comics is my language, and so it wasn't really challenging. And I think I've always been really open and honest about stuff. Like, mental health is something that's important to me, and I don't really feel any like shame about that. So it was pretty easy. I mean, the book It was originally just stuff that I was doing for myself. It was never meant to be a book in the first place. I was just drawing these pages and using art to like express myself. And then other people, I put some stuff online, and other people really connected with it and were asking, you know, oh, when is this being published? And then I was like, oh, okay, am I doing something that can be a book? And but yeah.
But you talk about mental health with sense of humor. Mm-hmm. It's important to you to talk about that with humor.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I humor is something that's important to me, and it's important to my work. And I think when I'm, you know, dealing with dark subjects, it's important to keep it light. And I think it also makes it a lot more welcoming to people who maybe don't understand it, and also to people who suffer with it. I think everyone I know who has depression enjoys laughing at it and enjoys making, you know, jokes about it. And I think that that's just so important, that we can laugh at ourselves and the horrible things in our mind, and it's just it's as a way to cope.
And with the comic book, do you want to help other people?
Yeah, that was never the intention with it. The book was very selfish. Like, the book I was just making because I needed to personally. But it's been incredible. The reaction to it and the, you know, the help that it has given to people is incredible. But I have to be honest and say that was just a side effect. That was not the intention. But yeah, I've had some emails and people approach me saying that the book has allowed them to talk to their kids about these complex things and like understand spouses better, and just
it's
kind
great.
Of
it's very
and that's
great.
Yeah, and that's been like, anytime I get embarrassed about the book and I'm like, oh, I really put that out there, that's so embarrassing, I remember those conversations and I'm like, okay, no, it's good, it's like, it's helped some people, and that's, you know, that's what matters. That's all, you know, as a human being, that's all I can strive to do. Yeah. So.
And we talk about the collaboration with iComics. Mm-hmm. You are happy to...
Oh, yeah, it's been wonderful. I have to admit, though, I didn't really have any... With the international stuff, with translations, we as creators, we don't really see it happening. It's just kind of like, one day there's just a book, and oh, my book's in French now. But no, it's awesome. They've done such a good job with it. I mean, I love that it's hardcover. I love that there's just like so much... It just feels like so much more of an object... If that makes sense, like in, you know, the States and in the UK, we don't have the same culture that you guys have with art and with books and any of that stuff. So
what kind of difference we have?
Well, there's like just an appreciation. There's a respect for comics and for art in general. And so, you know, the English version of the book is just like very flimsy. It's, you know, like it's not hardcover. It was very like cheaply printed. which is like, it's fine. I never really care. With that book in particular, I just wanted it out there. I just don't really care like what it, like it just, you know, yeah. It's more the content of it that's important. But seeing it as this, you know, hardback, you know, like beautiful, you know, thing that you could put on display on your shelf. It's like, it's, yeah, it's wonderful. It's, you know, very, very flattering to see.
And do you want to talk about another party of you and an emotional episode with another comics?
I think I'm always putting myself into my work. I think that with whatever I do, I'll always be talking about experiences that I'm going through, because I think that's always just like who I am as an artist. I always just, you know, I use art as therapy. And so if I can talk about something, or if I can explore something that I'm struggling with in fiction, I'll always do that. With autobio in particular, I do want to do more autobio stuff. Just not right now. I think there's like, I have some stories, you know, in my head that I want to tell. And, you know, with fiction, you can just do so much more and explore so much more because it's not real. So so I definitely want to do that for a time. But autobio, I imagine I will return to at some point.
Okay. And about the communication, do you use social networks like Instagram, and why?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram and I'm on Twitter. Everything's under my name, just Zoe Thorogood. That's where you can find
me. Do you like that, to talk about your community?
Yeah, I mean, I found like... online has been such a help. I wouldn't have a career without social media and without putting my work online. And also, especially in regards to It's Lonely at the Center of the Earth, which was like, it was almost like a community project, because without people reacting so strongly to it online, it wouldn't have ever happened. And I think also online, people can be a lot more honest because you're behind a screen. And so there's kind of, you know, like the original pages, you know, people first saw that book online, just like me posting about it. And it was other people's responses to it that really made it happen. So that's, yeah, personally, it's something that's been, you know, super important to me in my career.
Because in other words, Instagram can be very dangerous for the mental health.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things where, like, using responsibly, I think, is possibly the phrase to be used. But I think there is such a wonderful art community online. I mean, there's corners of it, obviously, that aren't so great. But I think just, you know, sticking in your circles and like, you, there's so many artists.
Meet new
that
people.
I've, yeah,
new
exactly.
Artists,
there's so many artists that I've met online and seen online that I wouldn't be introduced to otherwise. And so I think it's like, it is a wonderful thing and a wonderful tool. But also, I think, yeah, it's important to know when to log off and when to look away from it.
And do you have a Twitch? And do you want to?
No, I've considered that. I was live streaming for a while, drawing, but then my audience got a little too big and it became a little scary. And
well,
so
too
I
famous.
It just like, well, not like, it wasn't crazy numbers, but for me, it's like, you know, it's like imagining eyes on you and I'm like, oh no, I can't do this.
And the last question, maybe to talk about a future project.
So, right now, I'm finishing up, I'm working on a series called Hack Slash, which is a long-running series. It's been running for 20 or so years, and I'm making a prequel for it. So you don't have to have read any of the other books to understand it. And I'm nearly finished with that. And then after that, I'm working on my own creator-owned stuff. And it's all going to be, it's all fictional, but it's all going to be, you know, themes of mental health and my usual stuff. But using a lot more kind of like horror and comedy and
That's very cool. thanks for this moment.
Thank you so much.
And n'hésitez pas à découvrir du coup le dernier titre de Zoe Thorogood aux éditions iComics. Et je vous dis au revoir. Thank you.